Welcome to The Good Stuff, right here on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and a big thank you to Ron Jeffries and the crew out at the Black Hills Stock Show for advertising here through The Good Stuff program. Glad to be a part of that successful event. In today's competitive cattle markets, how do you make sure that you get the best price at market? Well, it's simple. You start with the best. Slutton Angus's 36th annual bull sale will be Monday, February 12th in Faith, South Dakota, breeding for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you, featuring Man in Black, and 115 bulls and 30 heifers from a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles. Faith, South Dakota, that's coming up on Monday, February 12th, noon Mountain Time.
And trust us, you do not want to miss it. Hey! Spend a little time here before we get into calving season and spring to enjoy your ranching roots and appreciate what the land has to offer. Enjoy the sunrises over the pasture, a day on horseback, a satisfaction of a job well done, and a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in the ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Visit tsln.com.
Well, this came from Darla Sandy out of the Black Hills, and Jim Thompson got this one a while back, of course, but it's called estate planning. So in case you're kind of getting into that phase of your life, Dan was a single guy living at home with his father and working in the family business. When he found out he was going to inherit a fortune when his sickly father died, he decided he needed a wife with which to share his fortune. One evening, at an investment meeting, he spotted the most beautiful woman that he'd ever seen. Her natural beauty just took his breath away. "I may look like just an ordinary man," he said to her, "but in just a few years, when my father dies, I'll inherit $20 million. Impressed, the woman obtained his business card. 3 days later, she became his stepmother. Which proves women are so much better at estate planning than men.
Okay, Mike, I have got a poem now. It's called The Arrow and the Song. And I think the piece that talks about it beforehand is just as good as the poem. The Arrow and the Song by Longfellow is placed first out of respect of a little girl of 6 years old who used to love to recite this to me. She knew many poems, but this was her favorite, and I'm not exactly sure where that came from, but again, the poem is by Henry Longfellow. I think you'll remember this too, Mike. "I shot an arrow into the air. It fell to earth, I knew not where, for so swiftly it flew, the sight could not follow it in its flight. I breathed the song into the air. It fell to earth, I knew not where. For who has sight so keen and strong that it can follow the flight of song? Long, long afterward is an oak. I found the arrow still unbroke. And the song from beginning to end I found again in the heart of a friend."
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. I think we must be too young that it was a poem that was commonly memorized, but I love the poem, and
yeah,
I don't remember that. So. I remember hearing, but I don't, I mean, in grade school, we weren't taught it or anything. I don't know. What do you have?
Well, a few questions from Julie Carter that were posted on Facebook here some time ago. "I'm older, some say old, but I'm still hoping that lies ahead, and I have so many unanswered questions. So some things to think about today on The Good Stuff. I still haven't found out who let the dogs out. Where's the beef?"
That's the big question. Oh, where's the beef? My gosh, how long has it been since we heard that?
These will bring back some memories.
Yeah.
"How to get to Sesame Street."
Oh.
"And why Dora doesn't just use Google Maps." "Why do all flavors of Fruit Loops taste exactly the same?" Or, "How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?" "Why are eggs packaged in a flimsy paper carton, but batteries are secured in plastic that's tough as nails? Yet light bulbs are also in flimsy cartons. Ever buy scissors?"
Yeah.
"You need scissors to cut into packaging of getting scissors. I still don't understand why there is Braille on driving maps or ATMs, or why abbreviated is such a long word. Why lemon juice is made with artificial flavoring, yet dishwashing liquid is made with real lemons."
I know, that's so confusing.
"Why they sterilize the needle of lethal injections? And why do you have to put your 2 cents in, but it's only a penny for your thoughts? Where is that extra penny going to?"
I know.
I'm pretty sure it's a tax.
I was just going to say, tax or inflation.
A few things from Julie Carter to think about today as we wrap things up here on The Good Stuff.